This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are doing well today and your week is off to a great start. Sending y'all love and light wherever you are in the world today. If you're listening right now, take a screenshot of where you're tuning in from and tag us at Slay Girl Slay, tag me at Ashley Legs. Some of you have tagged me before while you're doing your morning walks or you're driving to work or you're at the gym, and I'd be so invested. I'm like, be safe on your walk, boo. Enjoy your workout. But I really do love seeing where you guys are tuning in from. Y'all, do I have a story for you? I am about to expose myself in a way that I have never exposed myself before on this podcast. And if you get nothing from today's episode, I hope that by the end, I made you smile. So a few months back, I purchased some gummies. Yes, those type of gummies. I was at the dispensary with my family one weekend, and it was just opening in the neighborhood, so we went to check it out. I found these gummies that promised to relax and chill you out, and at the same time, I was super stressed. It was around the time when my gram and my aunt were really sick, and you know, it felt like I was a kid in a candy store, and everybody else was buying stuff at the dispensary, so I wanted to buy something too. What's the worst that can happen? So I buy them. They sit on my desk for several weeks, and one day, my mom was having a really awful day, so I gave her one. She left for work, and then she came back that evening. Sis had a smile on her face, okay? She came home and her mood had done a complete 180. And the next morning she woke up, she said she had the best sleep of her life. So now I'm intrigued. I have decided that I'm gonna try one too, because in all honesty, yes, I purchased them, but I was nervous to take them. If you haven't picked up on this already, sis, I am what you call a square. I don't smoke, tried it once and said, nope, not for me. And I very rarely drink. So taking this edible just because I felt like it is quite literally shaking the table for me. But my mom looked like she enjoyed it and sis wasn't tripping out. So I said, well, if she did it, I can do it too. So Square Ashley made a plan. I was going to take the edible on Sunday because that's my cleanup day, and I was going to just watch some movies and just chill and vibe out, right? Took the gummy, started cleaning up, but realized I had to return some clothes to Old Navy because it was the last day. So I hop in the car. I'm like, let's make this quick. I need to get back home because I didn't want this edible to catch me outside. My mom was with me, of course, but I didn't tell her that I took the edible because I thought it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, everybody does it. It's not that serious. But it was serious. Y'all, I took that edible, but that edible ended up taking me, okay? The worst part about this entire experience is that it feels like being locked on a ride that you can't get off of, and the ride just keeps getting progressively worse. So we're in Old Navy. My mom is taking her sweet freaking time. In 1 minute, I was fine. I was breathing okay. My heart rate was normal. My clothes were dry. Then it felt like God had pressed the mute button on my life, and I couldn't hear anything at all. My mom was talking to me, and sis lips were moving, but no sound was coming out. So I'm like, oh my God, am I having a stroke? I can feel my heart beating out of my chest. So I'm holding my chest and I'm starting to get real hot. And I don't know if I'm crying or if I'm sweating because my face is wet, but I can't feel my face at the same time. So my first thought is that I am having an allergic reaction to this edible because this can't be the same high that everybody else be on. 1 minute, we're standing in Old Navy and I would blink and then we'd be in TJ Maxx, but I don't have no recollection of how I got there, you know? And every 10 minutes, it just kept getting worse and worse. Like I remember holding on to the cart so tight because I thought my heart was gonna stop. And I just kept saying like, breathe in, Ashley, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And in my head, I'm like, maybe I should tell my mom what's happening, right? Just in case I fall out in this store. So I said, Mom, I took that edible that was on my desk. And she turns around, she's smiling. She's like, oh, good for you. Did you relax? How was it? I said, no, Mom, I took the edible on my desk today, like before we left, and I can't feel my body anymore. And I think I'm about to die in TJ Maxx. So she grabs my hand and she like, well, how much did you take? I only took a piece of the one that you gave me. Are you kidding me? Sis, are you kidding me? I said, I took the whole thing. You didn't tell me to take a piece. I took the whole thing. So I see the sheer panic in her eyes, which really made me feel better. I'm still holding on to the TJ Maxx cart for dear life. And she said, well, how many milligrams was it? I said, the package said 100. Y'all, my mama looked like she was about to smack me. I thought that 100 milligrams of CBD and THC was equivalent to 100 milligrams of Tylenol. And considering I can take 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol easy, I thought that this gummy was gonna be a walk in the park. I Google the package and it says clear as day in small fine print on the back. Break off one piece of the gummy at a time. We recommend 5 milligrams for new users and 10 milligrams for more experienced users. And your girl took the entire thing. Panic mode activated. A full freak out happening in TJ Maxx. People are looking at me like I'm crazy. I start Googling how to come down from a high, what foods to eat to feel less high, how to make your heart stop racing when you are high. And I said, Mom, I don't like this. How long will I feel like this? I hate this. I just want this to be over. And she goes, sweetheart, you may be riding this wave for a long time. Stop panicking, relax, and eventually it'll pass. I shared that story in hopes to make you smile today, but I wanted to share the lesson I learned from this experience. This episode is not about getting high. This episode is about control and how there are moments in your life where you will find yourself in a situation or a season where you are doing everything that you possibly can to control an outcome, where you are doing everything that you can to make the promotion come, make the money come, make the sales come, make the clients come, make the family come, make the opportunities come. You have done everything within your power and you're starting to stress or worry or, in my case, panic. But sis, sometimes the situations you find yourself in and the outcomes that you're waiting for will happen the way that they're supposed to happen and when they are supposed to happen. What does that mean? That means that there will be moments of your life where you can only do what you can, and the rest you have to let go and ride the wave until you get there. But in the meantime, while you're in that process of waiting for something to happen, working for something to change, take your focus off of the when. When is my life going to change? When am I going to get promoted? When am I going to buy this house? When is this going to happen for me? Take your focus off of the when and stay focused on the how. You see, a lot of us are trying to control things that we have no power in controlling, but we're running ourselves ragged, panicking, freaking out, stressing, crying, trying to control things that we can't control, trying to control people we can't control, trying to control parts of our jobs that we can't control, trying to control pieces of our businesses, projects, sales that are 100% out of our control. And I'm talking to myself today, just like I'm talking to you, because I will stress myself out, worrying while I'm waiting, trying to speed up the process to get me to where I want to go quicker, instead of just relinquishing control and riding that wave for however long it takes for me to get there. I am currently in a season of my life where a lot of things are out of my control, and there is only so much that I can do to work towards my dreams, to make a great business, to be a better person. And after that, it's really no longer up to me. And I was having a real hard time with that, because when I put my all into something, a business, a podcast, a relationship, a project, I want to know for sure that my work will produce something great, that I'm not just out here to be out here. I need proof that I'm going in the right direction. I need proof that my dreams will come true. I need proof that this business will work out the way that I said it will. But life happens, y'all. Things happen. We can work a plan until we're blue in the face. We can have a roadmap and an idea of how we want our lives to go, but sometimes have no control over the things that happen to us. So instead of panicking and adding more stress and adding more frustration in your life on top of the regular stress and frustration that you may already have, can we live our lives from a place of acceptance and remind ourselves daily that what will be. And until the next season, the next opportunity, the next relationship, the next sale, the next whatever, we focus on what we can control and do what only we can do every day until we get there. My dad calls it making deposits. When you find yourself in front of an obstacle in a difficult season, working towards big changes in your life, he says, your job isn't to focus on the outcome. Your job is not to figure out when everything will make sense, when the money will come, when the opportunities will come, when the doors will open. That's not your job. Your job is to keep making deposits. Keep showing up, keep writing, keep applying, keep creating, keep filming, keep recording, keep taking care of yourself, keep asking questions, keep doing your part. Make a deposit every day. That's your job, sis. That is what you can control. Y'all, since I started doing what I do, I have a full notebook of ideas on things I want to do to make this brand, this podcast, this business something that I have only seen in my dreams. Y'all know I've wanted to do conferences and meetups and a live podcast, and there is a notebook with a full plan on how to execute everything that I am setting out to do, should the opportunities present themselves. But right now, I don't have everything that I need to make it happen the way that I want to. Right now, I don't have the resources to live the life I fully dream of and take care of my family. But what I do have is a deposit. My deposit is putting out my best episode on Mondays, no matter what is going on in my life. My deposit is putting up videos on YouTube, even if no one is watching. My deposit is representing my brand when I talk to people or doing business. My deposit is posting on social media, even if the algorithm keeps changing. My deposit is making sure what I film, what I record, what I say helps one person. It's doing my absolute best in everything that I do every day and recognizing that my best is enough. And after that, sis, the deposit is made. After that, it's out of my control. Y'all, after panicking in TJ Maxx and thinking I was gonna die, I wrote out my will in my notes section on my phone, Googling how to come down from a high, Googling, can you get too high? I went home and I got in bed and I rested. And it felt like I was laying in bed for an eternity. But eventually, I came down. Eventually, I felt better. Eventually, it wore off completely. And I'm using my silly story as an example. But let that be the lesson today, sis. Eventually, things change. Eventually, things get better. Eventually, the things you dream of doing, you do. But until then, just keep doing your part. Keep making your deposit. And after you've done all that you can, realize you've done all that you can do. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.